This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that we discovered about a month and a half ago. It's Lit Cannabis Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LIHTF. They trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol MDM. And I think they trade on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, TMO. And with us today is Reem Mohammed, CEO of the company. He's been the CEO now for around 30 or 40 days. And Mr. Mohammed, welcome to the show. Greatly appreciate for your time.
Thank you for having me.
There are so many cannabis opportunities. What makes Lit Cannabis Corp stand out from the rest? And I do want to tell my listeners that before you guys were AmeriFarm Ventures, and then you changed your name. So that being said, please answer that question if you could.
Sure. First of all, the symbol on the CSE is LIHT. Mara Farm was changed over to Lit Cannabis last week, and the symbol changed at that time. As far as cannabis opportunities goes, we stand out simply because we've positioned ourselves strategically in really high volume locations. With Canada being legal federally and the state of Nevada being legalized, we have access to a significant population base that is now allowed to consume marijuana on a medical level and on a recreational level. We've also got properties and assets in Washington State and California that we are working to develop or joint venture on at this point in order to complement our already strategic assets. Also, Lit Cannabis focuses predominantly on organic cannabis. We use proprietary methods that are safe, chemical-free, pesticide-free, and our products will get the top shelf pricing simply because we are fully organic. We also have proprietary technology that allows us to produce the best quality product and also allows larger yields. We're expecting to get anywhere from 4.5 to 5 pounds per light versus the 3 pounds, which is the industry norm right now. So the higher yield, combined with the cost, which will be a lot lower using our technology, will give us a competitive advantage moving forward in the market.
I was going to ask you about you guys investing in and acquiring startup companies. Are you still looking at that?
I believe right now we have what we want to focus on as far as the near future. The cannabis market in Canada, we have 35 million population. We have the Nevada licenses and the property that we just started growing in last week, 66 million visitors, adult visitors per year. Those are two very significant and large markets.
Absolutely.
Canada especially, because it is legal federally now as of October 17th.
That's incredible.
Which is a huge, it's the first world country in the world to go legal.
Yeah. That's incredible. Hey, recently there's been a lot of media attention around failed crops and crops that have not passed regulatory testing. That being said, what will be the challenge for your company as well?
Our company has taken a different stance on marijuana. We consider marijuana to be more of a tech play versus an agricultural play. Rather than putting up these massive greenhouses and outdoor fields and stuff like that where people can walk through and bring contaminants in, we've designed, through our science team, complete biosecure buildings that are smaller in size. Our buildings are all about 11,000 square feet, and each building contains 4 separate growing rooms, plus a seeding room and a vault. That allows us to really secure each room separate from each other room. So if anything goes wrong in one of our rooms, we only have to destroy 2,100 square feet versus 700,000 square feet. We also have, the biosecurity includes air showers. So anytime anybody enters the building or into the grow facility, they go through an air shower, mm-hmm. after which they change their clothes into basically scrubs, and then they go through another air shower in order to get access to the growing rooms. So we've developed a technology here And we're considering this a tech play, because anybody can really throw seeds in the ground and watch them grow.
Right.
It's about creating cost-effective and effective methods for growing and to cause the price to drop and the yields to grow. And those are the methods we're using.
My guest today is Rahim Mohammed. He is the CEO of Lit Cannabis Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LIHTF. They also trade on the CSE LIHT. Let me ask you this, indoor greenhouses versus outdoor cultivation. As a market grows, it seemed that your cost to produce cannabis will become a critical factor, leading one to believe that more economic options would be the greenhouse and outdoor growing. Your thoughts on that?
Yes and no. The quality of an outdoor grow is extremely poor, just because you cannot control the environment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
The indoor grows will produce a more consistent product, and that's what we're aiming for. We're aiming to be a producer of extremely high quality, consistent, cost-effective product. And so at the end of the day, yes, it does cost more money to build an indoor facility, the lighting, the electricity, the humidity factors, but it's all more controllable within those environments, especially in the way that we're designing our buildings. So we are basically creating the most desirable habitat for these plants to thrive. Using our process, we have proprietary technology for our LED lights, which are water cooled. We use an algorithm through a computer that emits wavelengths that not only create an inhospitable environment for mites and mold, but they provide a spectrum of lights that the cannabis plants love. We also have the ability to communicate directly with our plants through microchips that we'll be installing in all of our plants. So any particular plant can communicate through our computer system to let us know which plants require what needs. And if there's a system that's in a section of the greenhouse or a grow room that's failing, under what circumstances and why. So we're really using technology to take this to the next level. We understand, you know, this industry is only 4 years old right now, give or take.
That's right.
Here in Canada. It's very new. It's very, you know, very naive at this point. And what we've done, rather than just throwing some seeds in the ground and trying to bring in revenue, we took our time to design with a hugely recommended science team to come up with a system that is very effective, very advanced, and very critical, not only to each plant individually, but to the whole system itself. We are actually creating a habitat for these plants.
You know, before I let you go, I got two questions for you, if you could maybe answer them. One, why the name change? And two, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
The name change, first of all, was mostly just to do a refresh on the company. With Canada legalizing now with the name cannabis and marijuana, it's more acceptable here in Canada to now have that as your corporate entity. We're not hiding behind any veils here. We'd like to own what we're doing. And you know, it also represents a fresh start from the company with some new management coming in, some new directors, the acquisition of the full spectrum assets. We really wanted to change the company up and make it more exciting and, you know, kind of give it a refresh and a reboot. And as far as what do I want people to come away with this?
Yes.
So have a look at what we're doing. Go to our website. Check us out. I think you'll find that we're doing things a lot differently than the big five companies that are out there. You know, we're taking away from what they're doing wrong. You know, we hear in the news that there's crops being burned all the time, and more so crops being burned than actually produced and sold. We're learning from that, and we want to adapt from that, and, you know, want to be able to come up with a better solution and a better system that works. And, you know, we're specifically going to be in the medical space for the time being here in Canada, at least. Our pure organic and high quality flower product, you know, will be the most sought after for medical purposes.
Would you give my listeners your web address to your website?
The website is very simple. It's www.litcannabis.com. Lit is spelled LIHT, cannabis.com.
All right, I appreciate it. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mohammed, coming on my show. Greatly appreciate it. It was a pleasure to have you on here. I hope you become a regular. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days and give my listeners an update of what's going on with your company.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.